What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Number 46, Neil Kotz.
And now a name that you may not know. You may not know a lot of these White Sox, but this young man, Neil Kotz, the lefty out of the bullpen, has put together quite a resume this year. Gets the first guy out almost all the time. A young man that grew up on in the Chicago area, Belleville, Illinois. A thrill for him to pitch here in the postseason.
Contreras will give way to the bullpen. Kotz coming in. Neil Kotz was terrific out of the bullpen for the White Sox during the regular season. Big numbers, good numbers. Held right-handed batters to a 155 average, lefties 206. And it's been 11 days since the bullpen last made an appearance, and it was Kotz. One away.
Kotz just blowing that fastball right by Morgan Insberg.
Two out after the strikeout of Mike Lamb.
All fastballs.
Ian looks down to his bullpen on his way out. And he makes the sign to the bullpen, give me the wide, tall guy. What a job by Kotz. If you're Bobby Jenks, here's what your manager thinks of you. Give me this guy, big guy, tall guy.
Sox fans, please welcome the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf. Special guest, Commissioner Bud Selig, and General Manager Ken Williams, who will present the 2005 World Series Championship rings. Pitcher Neil Kotz.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There's a reunion that's going to happen on the South Side this weekend, the 20th anniversary of the White Sox winning the World Series in 2005. The celebration is going to be on. Mark Burley is going to get a statue. Neil Kotz was one of the most effective pitchers in baseball in 2005. An ERA under 2 in 60 and a third innings pitched. We are happy to have him here on the Score on the Spiegel and Holmes show. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Neil, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Before we talk about the celebration this weekend, I'd love to know what you loved about Bobby Jenks.
You know what? He was a caring individual, a great teammate. And then when you, obviously the performance wise, when we got him up here, he was a bulldog. When he came out of the bullpen, he was locked down. It was different. guys didn't throw 100 back then on a routine basis like he did. It was a special person, and it's sad to lose anybody at that young age.
Considering what you guys kind of went through in that season, where it was Shingo and then it was Dustin that was closing games for you guys, when Bobby took over the role, how did you guys know that he was going to be able to be as effective as he was?
I think it was just he took the reins. He had some success right away. He had an electric fastball, and his breaking ball was off the charts too. He had the stuff, and then he just grew into the pitcher that was probably drafted, you know, years before. He always had the ability, no matter where he was, and they took him, and he had the confidence, and then we just kept rolling with it.
Ozzie had made mention on our station earlier today, as a matter of fact, of how it seemed like to him that Bobby needed a family and that the White Sox kind of became his family. Is that a fair assessment?
I believe that's a fair assessment. We were his family. We were all family, that team. We bonded together and, you know, embraced him when he got the opportunity up there and ran with it.
What do you think about most when you think about to that time?
It was such a special moment. You know, I wish I was a tad bit older. I was pretty young. I had a second year in the big leagues, and I don't think I realized how hard it was what we did until later in my career, trying to get back to the playoffs, trying to I was on some winning teams and realizing how difficult it was what we accomplished.
Especially,
I don't think I realized that when I was 2 years into the big leagues.
So it felt like, look, we're going to be here every year. This is going to be the same party that we have every single year.
I mean, if our starting staff pitched, if every pitch like ours did, and timely hitting like we had, that would happen. Those starters were unbelievable through the playoffs.
What was it like for you guys as the playoffs were going on? Like, I think back to that Boston series and El Duque, like, walking the tightrope in that game. Was there ever a point where you were like, I wonder if we're going to be able to complete this task?
I'm sure it crossed a little bit, but we had a lot of confidence going in. You know, I think we struggled a little bit, you know, down the end. And I would expect, looking back on it, there was probably a lot of doubters that thought Boston was probably going to come in and hand us and push us away right away. And we took the first game pretty handily, second game pretty well. And, you know, I mean, we were going in with a lot of confidence, and a guy with El Duque's experience out there with the tightrope, I mean, that's probably the guy we needed at that point, with the background, the pedigree he had to make the pitches when it mattered in that moment.
White Sox world champion Neil Kotz joining us here on The Score as we get ready for the celebration this weekend over on the South Side. I know that you were always like team guy, like you never liked to talk about yourself whenever I was in the clubhouse. But now that you've got a chance to reflect on this, do you have a favorite moment with you in particular when you were on the mound and felt like you did something to help the team?
Oh, man. Going into the World Series, you know, I think I had a reality check right away. I came in and I was the first or second pitch was hit about 100 miles an hour on the left field. And it was like, oh, boy, here we go. And luckily it was hit hard enough that run didn't score. And, you know, the moment there that I was able to buckle down and make some pitches on the next two batters to at least get the ball into Bobby's hands for the last batter ended up being a big moment for us as a team. I think a confident moment for myself going into the rest of the series, whether I would have been able, hopefully I would have been, no matter what would happen in that situation, I would have been confident to come in the rest of the series. But, you know, getting out of that situation, game one just led into building the confidence and to go into each game with you know, I was going to get him out, you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the way that the bullpen worked for you guys, I thought was fascinating too, where Cliff had like a career season that year. You were great that year. You guys were throwing real, and then there's Bobby at the end of it once you guys get towards the end of the season. The way that you guys were able to create advantages with the bullpen and matchups that you wanted, how important is that, or at least was that before the rule change, for why you guys were able to win?
I think it was very important. I believe myself in general, I kind of worked my way back to the situations I was by the end of the year. I wasn't granted it at the beginning, and I think that made us better as a whole. I was able to work back there, and now, you know, the other guys that maybe through the sixth or seventh that year had tons of experience at the back end. So as a whole, I think we were better in those situations. Granted, I was able to have a good year along with Cliff and along with a lot of other people. It takes an army to accomplish what we did. It wasn't just a sole effort.
What's it like playing for Ozzie Guillen?
It was fun. He was my first manager. Well, I was there briefly with Jerry for a couple of starts before I crapped out in New York and they sent me away. But so Bozzy was basically my first manager that I was around most of the time. And, you know, it was simple expectations, you know, show up on time, be prepared, work hard. You know, when it's your time to get in there, you put forth the effort, you put forth the time to before you get in there. And that was the expectation. So it was pretty easy to play for, you know, and he had my back. And the very first year, I'll never forget this, that I wasn't pitching very well. Myself and John Atkins made the team out of spring training, and we're both in the bullpen. We're both rookies. There was a time, I don't know how many, a month or two into it, and, you know, we were pitching, I wouldn't say meaningless games, but games that were one way or the other, not close, and some of the stuff wasn't going the best for myself, and questions were asked, is he going anywhere, is he getting sent down, and you know what, Ozzie told everybody that, you know, he's not pitching huge situations right now, they're learning, they're going to be here. Settle in. This is how it's going to be. They're going to learn. And, you know, for a manager to say that, it was very, it was awesome.
I mean, I could tell even now that moment really meant something to you.
It did. I mean, I played for, I don't know how many years after that between all the different teams. And that's one thing that always stuck in my head, how he didn't have to say that. He didn't have to stick with me. He didn't, you know, have to, he could have sent me out and I could have learned down in AAA or AA or wherever they put me. And he stuck up for me and gave me a chance to right the ship and try to learn and get better in the big leagues.
Did you think that AJ would now be a commentator in the game?
I could see that a little bit. You know, I was with AJ there, and then AJ caught me in Texas also, which was great. I had two really, really, I would say, plateau years. And you know what? AJ was behind the dish for both of the years that I had exceptional years. So, I know I have to throw the pitches, but he does an excellent job back there.
Yeah, now he's a big star on TV, and you see him every single week, and he's out here spreading the gospel of White Sox baseball. Has it occurred to you that the Pope watched you pitch?
I didn't know it till people started talking to me about it, and they mentioned it. That's kind of cool.
Right? Like, that's pretty excellent that you guys, that guy was sitting in the stands. Like, it wasn't even that he was watching on TV. He was there at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
All the guys. You know, I live in Chicago all the time, but I don't keep in contact with many. But you know, it'd be great seeing all the guys that get back. I see a few here and there through some charity events and golf tournaments and things of that nature. So just having all the guys back as a whole is going to be pretty fun, you know, reminiscing about some of the times, the stories, the, you know, different things that happened throughout the year.
Let me ask you a Cubs question.
In
2008, did you think you guys were going to win it?
We were pretty good. We were really good. A lot of the teams over there we had were good. We just couldn't get past the first round. Very talented.
Very talented. Well, you guys won, what, 96, 97 games that season? So how did you feel as someone who has a World Series ring with the White Sox? How did you feel in 2016 when the Cubs won?
I mean, living up here and, you know, I grew up near St. Louis, so I was a pretty diehard Cardinals fan. But living up in the Chicago area for the last, since 2004, I guess, was when I moved up here, at any of the Chicago teams that start to win or get in the playoffs. And it's just a fun environment. It brings so much out of the city and the community of the city, whether either side, you know, or it's, you know, football, hockey, whatever. It just brings a great excitement around the town.
Neil, what's it? How do you feel about the fact that you're going to see a Mark Burley statue?
Very well deserved. Yeah, exceptional career. It's I think it's probably underappreciated. Maybe sometimes, maybe not in the White Sox lore, but maybe, you know, in the national lore. You know, I think how good he was for how long he was good. It was exceptional career when you go back and, you know, look at all the numbers and things of that nature. And maybe it wasn't the, you know, the power fastball or, you know, the things, the sexy things, but he just won and won and won and threw a ton of innings, which is, you know, you don't see that anymore. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever kind of see that out of baseball anymore. The way it's ran now.
Yeah, the fact that you could mark him down for 200 innings every season is wild.
I know. It was wild. And you mark it down as both. We had multiple starters that year that you would be down there and you're probably not expecting to do a whole lot till the seventh inning. Maybe. You know, they were – a lot of our guys were good at that year. Contreras, Garland, El Duque, Freddie – they went out there and they pitched a ton of innings, which makes everybody better. Bullpens don't have good years if they're in the fourth and fifth inning a lot of times. It's gonna wear on them. That's what the starters help set the table for everybody else back there to have good years.
All right, Neil, before I let you go, and I need you to remember that you're on radio, I need a Juan Uribe story that you can tell on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I do have a decent one. That is, so I had to, I told you, I grew up in St. Louis, and this is my rookie year. I think it was my rookie year. We're going down to St. Louis. I think we were going to play, or it was right before the All-Star break, and I was driving down to St. Louis. I had a dog at the time, a German Shepherd. And I asked Ozzie, can I bring my dog in during the game and just let him stay in the locker room so I don't have to drive back to my house, be in traffic, and I can just shoot down 55 to go to St. Louis. He's like, oh, sure, no problem. So the dog's just sitting there, but really well-behaved German Shepherd. Juan Uribe decided that he knew that he'd like treats and stuff. Well, Juan enjoyed that he would sit and lay down on command and everything, but he kept feeding him licorice.
Oh.
About the sixth inning, the clubbies came down in the bullpen, and they're like, your dog crapped all over the weight room, like, sick. And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, well, I can't do anything right now about that. We'll clean you out. I was like, I'll take care of it. You guys take care of it. I'll take care of you. But he thought it was funny because he would sit and he would lay down, he would do whatever, and he just kept feeding him liquor. So I'm like, oh, shit. Can't do that. But, yeah, that's my one Uribe story that'd probably be off the charts and safe for radio.
Neil, this was awesome, man. Congratulations on 05, and I love the fact that you're still in the city and that you guys are going to get together this weekend.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys having me on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.